All right, today's daf Nun Dalet. We're up to Nun Gimel Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, where it says, "Rav Meir Omer Hasa'or." Today's share is sponsored by Brachia Kenny Norensberg, Leila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas. So Rav Meir Omer Hasa'or Bodelahen Mitalchon Umachamson. Okay, Rav Meir said that there are two times the dough was coming. 10 out of the 40 total loaves, and the 2 loaves of Shavuot. Okay? So there was a machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, how exactly to make that chametz. Reb Meir said, the se'or is removed, and it's made chametz by itself, and Reb Yehuda held that the chametz is made, the sourdough, the se'or is added outside. They told Reb Yehuda, if you add the sourdough outside, it's going to be chasera o yisera. What does that mean? So, by chasera o yisera, what does that mean, chasera o yisera? Rashi says, this Rashi's way up on top. My chasera, my yisera, way up on top. Because all the agadas are, Rashi has very little to say. So it's way, way, way up on top. You see where it says, my chasera, my yisera? It's klomar. Doesn't mean what is deficient and what is extra. That's not what it means. Klomar emas chasera, the emas yisera. When is it more? When is it less? Not what, well when. So Amar Rav Chista, isat hasa'or ava. If you have a thick dough, the nin says yisera, it'll end up being too much midas ha'isaron. In other words, if you have a thick mixture of dough and water. If you have a thick mixture of flour, and you add water, you're going to get more than an isaron of dough, and that's going to be a problem because you only have to have one isaron. Raka, if it's too soft, if it's too thin, nim says chaser, it's going to be deficient. Ask the Gemara, sof, at the end of the day, ki kakayil will isaron kakayil. When you measure out the appropriate amount, you're measuring out a itzaron. Look at the next Rashi there. Look at Rashi. Itzaron kokail. Uma ibchas long lemeimar. What do we care? Ilu hayakema havichaser or yasser. When it was flour, it was thick or not thick, too much or too little. What's the difference? Habashat mida lav kemahu. Now, at the time of the measuring, it's not flour. What is it? It's dough. What do I care what the flour was like? Right. Ava means you add too little water. You add too little water, it's going to be too thick. Raka means you added too much water. But I don't care about that. I can't. So the good, you added too much, too little. At the end of the day, I'm still measuring one isaron of dough, not flour. So what's the difference? What it was like when it was flour? I don't care. All I care about is the dough.
If you add too much water, you can't add any more flour.
That's fine. The Rashi is saying, I don't care about the flour, I only care about the dough. So it was too much water, too little water, when I had flour, who cares? I only care about the dough. Now, right? So what's the difference? In other words, the man told Rabbi Yehuda, your way is no good. Because your way, you have too much or too little. Says the Gemara, too much or too little what? Too much or too little dough? I don't care about the dough. I'm sorry. Too much or too little flour, meaning it's too thick or too loose? I don't care about that. I care about the dough. The dough is the measure of Nisaron. So Rabbi of Rav Yosef Zorik Tavayu, they give the following answer. L'kamos hoisa misharinon. No. We measure the Isaron what it was originally. In other words, it's based on the dough. It's an original measure. The whole daf is going to be this machlokas. Right? We care about what it was originally. In other words, when it was dough taka, when it was flour, what did it look like? Was it too good, pin too big, too small, too thick, too thin? That's very mocking. What the dough is later? I don't care about that. I'm only makbid on what the original flour was. That consistency.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure about this. Like, I don't know the metzias really.
I don't understand either. If dough is liquid,
yeah.
Is it the same type of dough? No, you can use...
You mean the flour.
The mixture,
right. So you have flour and water. So thick means it's too much flour. You didn't put enough water in.
Right.
And the other one, you put too much water in.
Right.
So what will happen to the dough after that? I don't know.
Okay.
But the Gemara is assuming it'll make dough.
It makes dough, there's a difference of proportion.
Then who cares?
Right.
The Gemara says, who cares? You put too little water, you put too much water. So the Gemara answers, I care because the Iker's man is when you make the flour. When you mix the flour in the water. That's not. How much did you put enough there to make any sarong? Put too much water, put too little water, it's going to be no good. That's the Iker's man. I care about that man. So the Gemara asks, the Rashi explains, that according to both of them, according to Rebbeir and Rebbe Yehuda, there was a problem. Each one of them had a problem. Right? Because Rebbeir said, you can remove the sourdough. So Rebbe Yehuda said, no, my way's better. And now we have a kasher Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, Lishkol portamine, to take a piece of the dough out, v'lach mitzei ma'abroi, and make it rise somewhere else, v'lisei v'nilusha b'hadei, and then let it rise, and then make knead it, and make dough somewhere else, on the Beis HaMikdash ground. So the Gemara says, no, we don't want to do that. Zira dilma osi lasuyim alma. If you do that, maybe you'll bring dough that's not kodesh from your house, and you'll make a dough there in the Beis HaMikdash, and it'll be chul in the azar. Whole problem.
What?
Doesn't answer the question. It doesn't answer the question. The answer to the question was, we don't care about the size of the dough now, we care about the size of the flour when you started kneading it. That's the ikker. We're going to have the whole doc today is about that topic. Does it go by now, or does it go by earlier? What if the piece of meat was the size of to be tumah, and then you put it out in the sun, and then it shrunk, and now it's too small. Does it have the shear to become tumah? Can it still become tummy? Because it once had that shear? Or do we say, no, we go by now. Do we go by then or do we go by now? The whole doctrine is going to be that. The whole doctrine is going to be that except for the next five lines. Which is even a whole discussion of what this is doing here. Tana Rabbanan. We went to the Braitha. Ein machmitin betapuchim. You can't make chametz with apple juice. Right? If you want to make chametz, you can't make chametz with apple juice. This is whole discussion about on Pesach. About, you know, egg matzah. Egg matzah has nothing to do with eggs. It has nothing to do with eggs. I don't know why they're called egg matzah. It's fruit juice. It's made with fruit juices. It has nothing to do with eggs. So the whole machlokas, can you use that for matzah? It's a chametz. We have a rule, there's a halacha, whatever is matzah can't be chametz. Whatever is chametz can't be matzah. You can't have something that's both. It's impossible to be both. Right? So if egg matzah, which is matzah with apple juice, right? If that it can't become chametz, then can it be matzah? If it can't become chametz, I'm sorry. Yeah, ein machmitzin, right? You don't make chametz with apple juice, the Mishnah says. Why not?
What's
the noise for it? What? It's a whole separate thing.
But it's made with... It's
correct. Correct. Why? That's a shayla about the bracha, not about kibbutz suda.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that meat is not
blend. Then you can do it. It means it works. Okay. So
just like cake.
Right. Because the hilchos brachas about bread is very complicated. Very complicated. Cake and pizza and all these things. But the mission is a very simple brisa. Ein machmitin. Bitapuchim. You're in the Beit HaMikdash and you have a din, the Shavuot is coming, you have to make two breads that have to be made into chametz. Don't use apple juice, ein machmitzin, don't do that. Bishur Rechanina Ben Gamliel Omer, Amru, machmitzin, no you can't. And Rav Kahana Masnila Rav Rechanina Ben Trajan. Rav Kahana said that it was Rav Rechanina Ben Trajan who said this. Anyway, Kiman Azla Haditnan, well, what about the following Mishnah? The following Mishnah says like this. It's the Mishnah in Trumot. Says, Tapuach Sherisku, an apple that you ground down, V'nasnu B'tzocha Isa, and you made it into a dough, V'chimtza, and then it became Chameit, Hareze Asura. What do you mean it's Hareze Asura? It's the only ingredient that's Truma is this apple juice. Right? The only ingredient is the apple juice. You crush the apple down into, and you put that in a dough. Now, says the Mishnah, it's asura for a zor, to eat this truma. Right? Now, It's asur for a zar to eat this truma. Kiman, kiman. Who does that go like? Lema, let's say, delo, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It's not Rabbi Gamliel who held that made peros can become chametz. Right? 1 second. What? Did I skip? What?
Lema
Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Let's say it is his shita. It is his shita, right? He held that made peros can become chametz. So you take apple juice and put it into a dough. You're going to be eating truma. There's a truma apple in there. Right? V'lo Rabbanon, and it's not the shita of the Rabbanon. So they point out, who points out? Tosos points out that the tepuah obviously doesn't give any time to this bread. Because if it gave time to the bread, Tol Gemara is completely irrelevant. The relevance. The eating truma, I taste the truma in there. Right? I taste the truma. So this child doesn't get off the ground. Also, he says that it's obviously 100 times more chulin than truma. So it's bottle. It's bottle. Why is it not bottle? So why can't I eat it? It's 100 times more. I don't taste it anyway. Why can't I eat it? Because that's exactly what it did. Truma juice, apple juice makes chametz. Makes chametz, exactly. Apple juice can be an ingredient in making bread. Therefore, I don't care if it's 100 times more, and I don't care that I can't taste it. It's still bread. It's the main ingredient here that gave me this bread. Therefore, it's asur. Okay? So the Gemara answers, no. Filu teima rabbanon. You can even say sarabanon. Nehi, it's true. The chametz gamor lo habe. It doesn't become chametz gamor. Nuksha miha habe. It becomes chametz nuksha. What's chametz nuksha? Rashi says, lashon ra'ua. A lashon of weak. Kilomar, chametz, shuffle. Weak chametz. And that's the whole discussion. It doesn't become chametz, it becomes what's called chametz nuksha. What that is, nobody knows. It's a big machlokes. And Ashkenazim try not to eat matzah ashira, fruit juice on Pesach. Are you allowed to eat it? You are allowed to. The Ramah says old people and young people and sick people, they can eat it. Because we do hold it at the end of the day, it probably is matzah, but to stay away from the suffix, because if it's not matzah, it's chametz. It can't be a middle thing. Stay away from this issue. Don't eat it. Try not to eat it. If you're a healthy, normal, healthy person, that's...
I'm crazy about this. Regular matzah.
Yeah.
You let it dry. It'll rise too.
Correct.
Okay. It's the same thing. Why is that any different? Don't let it rise. Everything's good. And that's exactly what...
No, so it's saying even if you don't let it rise, maybe it's chametz. I don't know because that's exactly the property of juice as opposed to water. That's what I think. I'm not for sure. That's what I think. Okay. Amar Rav Ila, now again, what that whole five lines is doing here, I don't know, because I'm going to go back to what we learned before about removing the dough and the yuchesmin something from then or from now. So Amar Rav Ila, Ein lecha hakasha lekmita yoser minchas chote. There's nothing harder to do for kmita than a minchas chote. Look at Rashi, last wide line, minchas chote. Charevihi, it's dry, right? The kasha likmot, it's very hard to do kmita. Shelo yehei komei tchaser, that it shouldn't be deficient. Why? Kishehu mochek begodel melmaila ubeetzbo katana melmata. When you try to shake off the flour on top and shake off the flour below, no shemin akemech yoser midai. You're going to remove too much dough. So Rashi says it's all hard. So when you're trying to get it off, somehow the dough in between your three fingers is also going to get lost. And therefore it's a problem. We're talking about Avdimi Omar Minchas Kote Migbala B'mayim Mukshewa. So to add water and then it's fine. Here's what they're talking about. Mar Savar, Revi Tachibar of Dimi holds, Kimos Shehein Mishairin. We chesmin it right now. Umar Savar, Le Kimos Shehayu Mishairin. We chesmin it like it once was. What does that mean? Look at the next Rashi. Revi Tachibar Kimos Shehu, Achshav Mishairin Le Komet. Right now, said Revi Tachibar of Dimi, it's flour. Havale komet ma'alya. It's good flour. V'rav'ila savar, v'rav'ila hold, l'kamot shehein, k'ilu haya kemach mesharinan. We chesed it as if it was always kemach, v'nimta, yeter or chaser. And it's no good. Why? D'i avahi, ha'isa, chaser nafcha, v'mole ha'komet, tzolos yotza, mishimaya kemach. If there's put water in, there's too much flour here. V'imrachi, nisraba, nefcho, v'chaser silto. Either way, it's too much or too little. Why? Because we measured it out originally, you added water, and by adding water, you've changed the properties of the flour. It was supposed to be just flour. You added water. That's the machlokas. Same issue that we started off with the daf. When you add water, is there an issue of chaser or yeter? So the Gemara says, no, lo. The kuli alma, kamos, shehein, mishayrin. You can hold either way. You can hold, everybody holds, we care about originally. Miflagi, the marzavar, my chareva. What does it mean, chareva? That it has to be a dry chareva mishemen. You can't put any oil in. Can you put water in? Why not? Makes it easier for the kohen to do kamitza. No problem. Umar savar chareva mikol davar. And the other one, no, it's got to be completely dry. You can't add any liquid at all, not even water. Therefore, he holds, he can't add water. Has nothing to do with our machlokes. A whole separate side thing. Can you make it easy for the kohen? So one said, why not? Oil, shemen. Shemen's a rich thing. That you can't add for a chareva. You can't add that for a chote. Add water to make it easier to do kamitza? Why not? Another help. No, you can't add any liquids at all. Okay? Next. Kanan Hassam. We learned over there. Over where? In Masechta's Uksin. Right? Everybody's familiar with this Masechta. Everybody learns it many times. So it says over there, Basar Ha'egel. The basar, okay, just in time. The basar of an egel, of a tender young calf, Shenitzach, that shrunk. Okay, the meat I'm sorry, it swelled. It got bigger. Rashi says that it's just the derech of the meat of calves to swell. And ubasa zikina, the meat of an old animal, shenis ma'ech. It got shrunk. It shrunk. And Rashi says that's just the way of that's how we pick those meat. We don't say stam basar, because it's normal for the meat of a tender calf to swell, and it's normal for the meat of an old animal to shrink. So, now the Mishnah says like this, Mishtairin l'kamos shehein. You measure them, what does that mean, l'kamos shehein? As they are. As they were. You translate it however you want it to English, it's about focus what it means. Okay? That's why I don't translate it. Whatever these two words mean, like they were, like they are, doesn't make a difference. Rab, Rav Chia, Rav Yochanan Amri, Mishtairin, Kimot, Shehein. They view it as if it is right now. Right now, is it too big or too small? If it's big, it's going to become Tameh. It can be Bekabal Tumah. There's a shear. If it's too small, then no. Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Barebi, Zeresh Lakish. These three hold, Amri, Mishtairin, Lekimot, Shehein. Lekimot, Shehayu. They hold, we view it as if it, what it was originally. You know, what was it originally? Originally it was too small. Now it's swelled. It also has a din of being too small. I don't care that it's swelled now. What was it originally? Meisvei.
What's the case?
The case is you have a piece of meat that was half the shear.
Shear for what?
To become tummy. It has to be a certain size in order to become tummy. And that's the size of this piece of meat. But it swelled. Why did it swell? It was left too hot. It was left too cold. It swelled. And now it's big enough. And a mace falls on top of that meat. Is that meat tummy? If you hold that we care about what it was originally, no, it's not tummy. Why? Because originally it was too small. The fact that it swelled because it left out in the sun, I don't care. Or no, do I care? That's the machlokas. Okay?
I don't want to determine. Well, it was 2 weeks ago. Right now,
because at the time that the meat became meat, how big was it? The very small piece of meat. The fact that it swelled, that's irrelevant. Or, no, it's very relevant.
How does one prove that? You don't know.
Let's assume you can prove it. Now, Meitzvei. Basar ha'egel. There's a brayta that says, the meat of an egel, shol ha'yibo kishir. It didn't have a shear, it wasn't big enough. V'tafach, and then it swelled. V'amar al kishir. And now it's big enough. tahar l'sha'avar. It was tahar back then. V'tamei b'kama haba. And now it's tamei. So what do you see? Right? What do you see? It's a kasha on who? On the second people. On Rav Shmuel, Rav Shimon bar Revi, and Rav Lakish, who said, what did they say? They said that we view it the way it originally was. This price is absolutely not. Right? We don't view it the way it was. We view it the way it is right now. Right now, it's big enough. What does the price say? Lesha of, yeah, last week when it was too small, Taka, then it's tar. Now it's coming. But Rish Lakish, I'll call it Rish Lakish, it's really three people. Rish Lakish held that we care about what it was originally. This goes against Rish Lakish. This is a brisa that goes against Rish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, no, midrabanan. This is just a midrabanan. Really, midoraita says Rish Lakish, I'm right. Why? Because we view it the way it was originally. This brisa says it's tumah. That's tumah derabanan. Derabanan made of zera. Why? Because of Yossi's point. Who can tell the difference? Right? So the Ravana made a gzeira. Ihachi, if the Ravana made a gzeira, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? The chayim b'pigel, the chayim b'noser. So too pigel, so too noser. What do you mean, so too pigel? What does that mean? Also pigel, also noser. What does that mean? Iamrit b'shloma d'oraisa. If you tell me we're talking about dine d'oraisa, that what? That midoraita, we view, we care, midoraita. Last week the meat was too small, now the meat grew. Midoraita, I'm going to say it's tummy from right now. That makes a lot of sense. You know why? Haina de ikka pigle venosa. Same thing with pigle venosa. The meat that you had a machshav of pigle on was too small, now it grew. I hear such a thing. Eli amr derabanan, but you tell me the whole thing now is a derabanan. Midoraita, the meat's still tar. Why is the meat still tar? Because I care about the way it only was originally. Midrabanan, since it grew, since it swelled, we're going to say it's tummy. Pigle venosa, derabanan mi ikka? Such a thing as pigle venosa midrabanan? Right? Such a thing like that? The tongue kachim asked, of course such a thing is a chatishir, no? Such a thing is a chatishir. Right? What do you mean? What do you mean, pigle? Of course, such a thing like that. No, Shiloh, of course. The pigle can't be eaten no matter how small it is. Of course. Such a thing as a chatishir, right? By eating? For sure. Right? By noser? For sure. Right? So, what the Tzom Kachim says, are we going to impose, I don't know how we could do this, are we going to impose kareis, midrabanan, on pigle that's less than a shear that swells? How can we impose courage? I don't know how to do that. Hashem, you strike down that guy. He ate a chassi shear of pigle that swelled to a full shear. That's what the Gemara is asking. Would we do that? It can't be. Are you over on a pigle less than a shear? Because no child you are. It's a chassi shear. Just as there's no punishment. So the question is, would the Rabbanim create a punishment of courage for eating a chassi, for eating a less than a shear that swelled? Mid the Rabbanim? No, they would never do that. That's the Gemara's question. It's a very strange question. Right? Such a thing? Such a thing as pigle and osa midrabanan? No. What do you mean such a thing as pigle and osa midrabanan? Less than the shear? Of course you can't less than the shear. That's called chati shear. That's osa min haTorah. No, the answer is the pigle and osa kareis midrabanan? How can the rabbanan impose kareis? I don't know. That's what the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, no. Ema, change the brisa to say, v'chein betumas pigle, v'chein betumas noser. What does that mean? V'chein betumas pigle, v'chein, what does that mean? So look at Rashi. It's the last skinny line in Rashi. Listen to this. Listen to this Rashi. This is unbelievable Rashi. The kaimel of a parakeet adzolin, we learned in parakeet adzolin, in Psach and Pehe, ha pigle v'ha noser, Metamin et hayadayim, afilu no longer behen tuma. Pigle and noser, we made a din. The chachamah made a din that pigle and noser are tame. They make you tame. They make the kohen tame, even if he doesn't touch it. You hear this? If you make something pigle, you become tame. You die, even though you didn't touch it. Why? Mishum chashidei kahuna kedemeparish hasam. Because we suspected the kahanim of making karbanos piggle on purpose because they didn't like him. He's bringing a carbon to me. I'm going to be mufagel that. I'm going to be mufagel his carbon. I don't like him. So I'm going to purposely be mufagel his carbon to ruin it for him. You hear this? So to prevent that from happening, we would make the guy tummy. The car would become tummy if he made piggle. They had died.
He
didn't touch it. Rashi says, Afilu lo nagah behen toba.
I just thought about it. No,
not
contact is the thing. That's what I mean.
What?
No tumma, outside tumma contact is the...
Correct. We created it. We made up a tumma.
Right.
No, I think it means Afilu lo nagah behen tumma.
No?
I mean, no? Let's check that. What? Okay, one second.
Yeah, touch the thing.
Afilu im. Okay, let's say you're right. Okay, why? Batam. Okay, fine. Even. Fine. So you're right. Okay, fine.
The one of the thought.
Right. The one of the thought. The one of the fabulous. What? Oh, he's touching the animal. So if he just touches the animal, there's no tumma. We made up a tumma. We're saying the same thing. We made up a tumma. Now, the kamar, butter, ego, shall piggle. Oh, no. Same thing with no, sir. You purposely let it be no, sir. Call the guy up 3 days later. By the way, your cover was all ruined. We made no, sir, out of it. Right? We left over things. We shouldn't have done that. We left over things. He did it on purpose. What? It could be we learned the other day. If you befuddle the maiden, you have to pay the guy for the carbon. Okay, so take the dude in Torah. Right, get the money out of me. Right? He's in Torah. But in the meantime, your carbon, you've got to bring another one. You had a half a brain, wait till he goes back to his house. Wait till his mission is over. Right? Listen to this. We're not finished. Become our butter, eagle, shall piggle, on order. Shall hoist above kibetza. What if it was too small? The tafach the Omar al kabeta tamei mikan ulahaba midrabanan l'tamei et yadayim. We went so far with this gzeira that even if the guy that the cones are wise says, I'm not going to be mufagel the whole. I'll be mufagel half the shear, right? So therefore, maybe won't be tuma, right? I'm only going to be mufagel half, but more than that, I'm not going to be mufagel. No, and then the meat swells. Now it's too big. It's still tamei cohen. Because you did this whole, because we're suspicious. It's only a chashad. It's a chashad that you did it to ruin the guy because you don't like the guy. That's exactly what Tosfos asked. Tosfos asked Marty's question. So we're suspecting him of doing this, and we're not suspecting him of doing it for tumah. What's the difference? Tosfos gives such an unbelievable answer, which is so true. Human nature is the kahanim were terror petrified of tumah. Petrified of tumah. So we have that story. They cared more about tumah than they cared about murder. Right? And like that, mamash like that today. There are people that will steal from you, but they won't miss Mount Krishna. Right? Because mamash, nothing changed. Nothing changed. The priorities are messed up. That's exactly what Tosfos answers. Tumah, they would never go near tumah. The kahanim would tumah. Well, I mean, such a for me. I am a father of carbon. We were afraid of that. We were afraid that people would do that. It's amazing. Nothing changed. It's an amazing, amazing concept. No? Right?
They'll kill you in a second, but they worry about living with you.
Right. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Excellent point. That's what he answered. Toma, no one's going to become tummy. But to ruin you, that they won't stop you. That they'll do. Right? Okay. Oy. Now, Sokadai Zachamina. So, v'chei v'piggle v'chei v'noser. Right? So too with this whole crazy thing with piggle. Sokadai said, I would think, hold the tumas piggle, the tumas noser. The rabbanon he, it's only the rabbanon is piggle and noser. Why? Because we're afraid you're doing it on purpose. So, kuli hal b'der rabbanon lo avid rabbanon to make such a far-fetched gzeira that if it's half a piggle and it swells, you still tamei? Kamash v'lo, no, we did it. Okay? So it could be that it's talking about pickles are rabbanon. Aye. So the whole case is rabbanon. So this is not a kasha on Rishlokish. Rishlokish says, I'm right. Midoraita, we care about only the starting point. Aye. You brought me this mission, this bright day about tumah. Yeah, but they're rabbanon. And even just such a far-fetched Darbanon, even by the crazy pig will know the cases. Toshma, try another raya. Butter the kena, if it's old meat, from an old animal, Chayabo Kashir, it had the shear, Vitamach, and then it shrunk, Upachos mi Kashir, and now it's smaller. So Tame Lisha Avar, why is it Tame Lisha Avar? Because it had the shear. Vitar Mikam Abba. And it's tahar going forward. But according to Rish Lakish, it should not be tahar going forward. It should still remain tahar. Why? Because all Rish Lakish cared about was the first man. Right? All he cared about the first man, it was big enough? Tahar. Aye, shrunk now? Who cares? So this is Bryce that says, tahar mikam haba. It's tahar going forward. Right? So, Amar Rava. So Rava answers it as follows. Now we're going to call hecha de mei kara havi bei b'hashta lesbei halesbei. Okay. If originally it had the shear, and now it doesn't have the shear, everybody agrees, I'm a focus about this, everybody agrees right now it can't become tummy. Why not? It doesn't have the shear. I had the shear yesterday, I don't care. V'chal hecha de mei kara lo havi bei b'hashta havi bei nedravana. And yesterday it didn't have the shear. Today it has the shear. That's the Ravana we're going to say, Tame. Ki Pligi, what's the whole Machlokas about now? Kigon, Shehayabo Kishir, it had the shear, Vitzamak, and it shrunk, V'chazar V'tafach, and then it re-swelled. So it was had the shear, it lost the shear, and the shear came back. What?
So it's either A,
oh.
Beginning and the end.
Now, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Demar Savar, Rish Lakish holds Dichui B'Isura. Rish Lakish holds, it's been Dichui. What does Dichui mean? It's been pushed off. Why has it been pushed off? Because it shrank. So, and once something is pushed off, it could never be revived. You hear this? Once something is pushed off, it can never be revived. So it was big enough. Then it got too small. Got too small, it's over. It can never be. It got to be bigger again. I don't care. Umar suffer, and the other one holds. No. Ein zichu b'isura. No such concept like that. Not when it comes to isura. It could be when it comes to mitzvahs. For example, let's say, Sukkot morning, your hadassim have berries on them. You know, have a dasan. There's more berries than leaves. You can't use the dasan. Too many berries. Then you come home from shul, shacharis, you don't use the dasan. You borrow some of the dasan. You come home from shul at the end of the first day, you come home from shul, you ask, look what happened, all the berries fell off. Can you use the dasan now? Maybe not. You know why? Because when you have to begad, it wasn't usable. Zichu, they weren't usable. So can you ever have something that's not usable become usable? By mitzvah, maybe. Seriously, anything by nitzer. By Yidissa, right? The shear was correct. Then it got too small. So it's too small. Now it re-swelled. That's a shlokish. Dichud. It's never, once it became not good, it can't become good again. Now, you hear that? Now the Gemara says, Umi ikulaman amar diyesh dichud b'isur. Does anyone hold that? Nobody holds that. By Yisurin, nobody holds that. There's nan, kibetza. If you have the size of a beta, kebeta ochlin, right? The size of a beta of food, that's tummy. Sheiniach b'chama, you left it out of the sun. Vinis matu, and it got too small. Shrunk. The chain also, kezayis ben amez, kezayis of amez, or kezayis ben anavela, or uka adashim ben hasheret. These are all the shear for tuma. The size of a bar, of a adasha, a lentil bean from a sheret, and it got too small. Or kezayis pigel, kezayis nosa, kezayis chaylev, all these things shrunk to horin. They're all tar now. Why? Because they're all too small. Be'en chayavet alav mishon pigel, nosa, chaylev. And if you eat any of these things, you're no longer chayav. Why? Because they're too small. Now, yichayav is a chas and shir, that's a separate issue. There's no punishment. Hinicham b'gishavet. So he left it out of the rain. Now, v'tafchu, and now they swelled. Tanayin. They're tummy now. V'chayavin aleihem isham pigel nosar v'chelev. They become chayiv again. How can Rish Lakish hold that once something gets pushed off, it gets pushed off? There's a preferish of Brisa, argues on him. You know what? Tiyofta lamant abayeshdicha b'isur and tiyofta. You're right, it's a tiyofta. Impossible. It's impossible. He can't hold like that. He's wrong. By Isurin, if it's pushed off, it's not put. Nothing's ever pushed off by an Isur. Nothing's ever pushed off. Yeah, it was too small for a while. Now it's the right size. Now, of course, it's going to become Asur. You can't eat that. It's too big. It's chaylev. You can't eat that. Right? So Rish Lakish is wrong. We reject Rish Lakish.
You're allowed to eat less than a tzaddik.
You're not allowed to, but there's no punishment.
So really
all right, he means punishment. That's what they mean. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya. A raya to what? We were talking about originally, right? Do you view something then or now? Right? So ready for this? Tarmin to Einim al hagrogros b'minyan. You can take, now what are te'enim? Te'enim are dates. What are grogros? Grogros are dry dates. Dry dates. So I have 100 dates and I want to take off Meiser. 90 of my dates are, is that what it is?
Figs.
I'm sorry, figs. You have figs and dried figs. So I want to take off, I have 90 dried figs and 10 good figs. Can I take off 10 good figs for Meiser on the other 90? Says the Mishnah. The minion, you can do that. In other words, there are two ways you can give Meiser. I can give 10% of the number. I'll count. I have 100 figs. I'll give 10 of them to the Levi. Right? Even though it says Torman, Rashi says, Lav Truma Mamash El Meiser. We're not talking about Truma, we're talking about Meiser. At the very end of the Daf, we're going to change that because we're not going to be able to make, it's not going to make any sense. So says Rashi, says the Gemara, I have 100 figs. Can I give 10 good figs for 90 dried figs? Says the Gemara. The minion, yes. There's two ways you can give truma. You can give 10% by counting the number, or you can give 10% in boxes. I have 100 boxes of figs. I'll give you 10 boxes. Right? What's in the boxes? Maybe there's more, maybe there's less. So you could fit more dried figs in a box than fresh figs. Right? Rashi says that. He says you can fit almost double. Because they shrink. So you can fit almost double in the box. So if you're giving dominion, then you can give 10. By the way, Rashi says the word 10. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's going to become very relevant soon. Rashi is giving you a gift, which is 100, so it's 90 and 10. Can you give one box of dried fig for 90? No, you can't do that. Why not? One box of dried fig? You'll see in a minute why not. So dominion is good. You can do it. Why? Why could you do it? Because I gave 10%. Right? I gave
10%. More than 50.
Eam Rabishlamal Kamos Shehain Mishairin. If I view the dried figs as if they're still fresh, why? Because I'm viewing them as they were originally. All this makes sense. Shapir. El Eam Kamos Shehain. But if I'm viewing the dried figs as they are now they're dry, how can I give that? Havale Marbim Mises. I'm giving too much Mises. What's the problem with giving too much Meiser? Rashi explains, when I give you fresh figs, for 90 dried figs, some of that Meiser is still tether. Why? Because I've got over 10%. I don't have to give you 10 fresh figs for 90 dried figs. It's more than 10%. Why? Because the dried figs are so small. I've given you too much. And I've given you too much. So now the extra that I gave you, there's still tevel in there. I didn't take off truma, I didn't take off meiser. It's still tevel in there. It's a big problem.
You didn't separate truma first?
No, so it's still tevel because there's nothing taken off on those 10. Rashi says that. On those 10, there's still truma. That's tevel in all in part of those 10. And by the way, you never know which part of those 10. So it's a big problem. It's a huge problem. Right? This man. Because we learned, Hamar b'maisos peiros of, if you give too much meiser, mishukanim, what you've, Hamar b'maisos, I'm sorry, Hamar b'maisos, so peiros mishukanim, the 90, that's fine, that you can eat that. The problem is the meiser part, the 10 you gave, peiros, maisos say, milkul kalin, that's no good. That's milkul kalin. Why is it milkul kalin? There's tevel in there. Elamai, what do you want to tell me? With kamos shehain? that you view it back as it were originally, ein b'seifa. Look at the seifa of this brisa. Grogros al te'enim. What if you did the other way around? What if you give the dry on behalf of te'enim? Then you have to give it b'vida. You have to give it by measure. You can't give it as a division. You have to give it by measure. Why do you have to give it by measure? So Rashi says, b'mida, the last Rashi before the lines get wide. V'lo b'minyan. You can't give them individually. Why not? B'shum d'b'mayin f'maiser l'gabi mida. You're giving too little. The ikayel l'tzadik te'enin machzik and tishakabin. The ikayel l'tzadik grobos l'machzik l'tzadikab. You're giving too little, Meister. You're giving too little. You're giving dried figs for fresh ones. They're too small. You're giving too little. You must give it by mida. You must give it by weight. They weigh the same. But if they weigh the same, I don't care. You have to give by value. You can't give individually. That makes sense if you're viewing it as if they are right now. But if you view it as they were in the past, and you're giving it by mida, you're giving too much. The answer is, we're talking about truma gedola. Right? Veresha ba'ayin yafa, v'seifa ba'ayin yafahi. We're all talking about truma gedola. Again, the Torah, the Brisa never gave numbers. So you gave whatever you want. You're a very generous person. You can give truma, you can give any amount. So 1910 is only Rashi. He was just giving you an example. We're talking about regular truma. Ihachi ema seifa. What about the seifa? Amar b'lazer Rabbi Yosi Abba. Ha yinozo eser grogos b'mekutsua. He took 10 figs from the kli al tishim shebakalpla for 90 in the basket. He's using 10%. The e truma gedola eser ma'avidatei. Why are you using 10%? 10% for truma? You can give 2%, right? You give 1 out of 40, you're a big tzaddik. What are you giving 10% for? Ela hacha b'trumas meiser. No, we're talking about trumas meiser. Trumas meiser. What's that? That's 10%. The Abba Elazar ben Gomel who, and it's like the shita of Abba Elazar ben Gomel. The Tanya Abba Elazar ben Gomel. Omer b'nechshav lachem trumatzen. He holds that shtei trumas akasav medaber. The pasuk that talks about trumas meiser has the same genin as truma. Echad truma gedola, echad trumas meiser. Shem k'truma gedola. This is ba'omei. Just like truma gedola can be given by estimation because it's good enough. And even by machshava, kach trumas meiser, you tell us ba'omeid, you can give it ba'omeid, ubamachshava, and with machshava, and not truma gedola ba'ayin yafa, af trumas meiser ba'ayin yafa. Okay, therefore it's not a problem being marbe b'meiser because we're not talking about meiser, we're talking about trumas meiser, which has the properties of truma. All right, so we stop here and we will pick up here tomorrow.